If the truth they speak is saving lives, we should listen.
You can't handle the truth.
From our New York studio, up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning. I cannot wait for this election. Can we just get this over with?
I know.
Oh my God. It's dragging out.
Yes. How many more days?
81, 82, 975 beers on the wall. Last time we talked about reports that Donald Trump's campaign would encourage him to make a serious play for African Americans. Well, that play is underway now. I don't know if you saw it, but it started with a speech on Tuesday night in Wisconsin, the site of recent unrest after the shooting death of an armed black man by police. Trump told the audience that police were not the problem.
The problem in our poorest communities is not that there are too many police. The problem is that there are not enough police.
Well, you heard it. He went on to blame President Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton for peddling a false narrative where police in America are no longer safe.
Those peddling the narrative of cops as a racist force in our society, a narrative supported with a nod by my opponent, share directly in the responsibility for the unrest in Milwaukee and many other places within our country. They have fostered the dangerous anti-police atmosphere in America.
Does it sound like he's slurring?
Mm-hmm, it did.
He's reading. That's why.
Is that what it is? Uh-huh.
No, when he reads, he slows down because he's not talking BS off the top of his head.
It wasn't just that one too many martinis. Mm.
He doesn't drink.
I know.
At all. Trump talked about gun violence in Chicago, referring to it as Obama's hometown. And while he did mention community policing, he never mentioned reforming police departments or repairing the relationships between police and certain members of the African-American community. He also blamed the problems many black folks face on Hillary Clinton and Democratic policies. He even called Hillary Clinton a bigot.
We reject the bigotry of Hillary Clinton, which panders to and talks down to communities of color and sees them only as votes. That's all they care about. Not as individual human beings worthy of a better future. They have taken advantage. She doesn't care at all about the hurting people of this country or the suffering she has caused them.
I could watch him read that teleprompter all day. It's fascinating. He delivered this seemingly African-American chastising message to an all-white audience 40 miles away from the unrest, by the way, in Milwaukee.
Chicken.
Critics said he made it appear as if only black people committed crime or were poor in America, a clumsy effort, they say, where he spoke at instead of to a group of people he needs to win in the election. Remember last time we said 1%. If he keeps up that kind of outreach, the 1% of black vote that he already has, that may be a little bit too high. I don't know if people can go and unvote.
So it'll be Omarosa and that. The North Carolina Church.
And
those
and
two
Bruce
ladies.
Lavelle.
And Diamond and Pearls. Yeah.
Diamond and Pearls. Yeah.
Y'all need to shut up.
Shut
your mouth.
Now, you know a church is not supposed to endorse people. They could lose their tax exempt status. You know that, right?
Oh, I didn't know that, but that makes sense.
I didn't know you couldn't endorse.
Nope, not supposed to.
You're not supposed to. That's right. That's right.
And you can't preach politics, and you can't tell people who to vote for from the pulpit.
Ain't nobody told
They do it in a roundabout way, though. I've seen pastors. They say, I'm not endorsing.
But this church came out and said, we endorse. The church said, we endorse. Oh, yeah, they could lose their. Yeah.
Yeah,
and you watch Greenleaf, you know that's serious. It's all on Greenleaf.
It's all on Greenleaf.
Everything you learn about the church.
Everything you want to know is always
the
on TV.
Is on Greenleaf.
And we talking about the church and tax exemption? Greenleaf.
It'll tell you.
It'll tell you right there.
There's been talk about people openly defying that thing where you're not supposed to do it, but that is a no.
Yes.
You cannot do that. And
that's right.
Yeah, but you can't buy the kind of publicity that church has gotten, even for the no. man.
Yeah. They can't do it. Yeah. They can't endorse candidates directly or indirectly from the pulpit or on behalf of the church. They can't contribute funds or services such as mailing lists or office equipment directly to candidates or political committees. They can't distribute materials that clearly favor any one candidate or political party. They can't pay fees for partisan political events for church funds. Two more. They can't allow candidates to solicit funds while speaking in church. And they can't set up a political committee that would contribute funds to political candidates.
And one more.
So they can say he's a God-fearing man. That's all they need to say, right?
And they can't make us understand why they would even try this.
He knows the Lord.
He knows the Lord.
And they can't stop people from eating meat on Friday.
He's a God-fearing man.
All right, Don.
Have a good one.
See you, Don.
Bye-bye.